American Cattle News. How effective is parasite control in cattle? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
How effective is parasite control? Dr. Tom Hargrave with Texas A&M.
We're seeing, we think we're seeing more around the country, more resistance to parasites in cattle. Of course, we've known we've had resistance to small ruminants and actually horses for some time. But the last few years, we've picked up more and more evidence that we're getting some resistance to cattle parasites. So that's the reason we took on this project. Basically, this project is to look at 75 herds kind of strategically placed across Texas to see what the level of resistance is. We treat the animal, take a fecal sample that same day, and then 14 days later go back. So that tells you what your kill rate was. In other words, if you had 100 eggs per gram and you went back in 2 weeks and you didn't have any parasites at all, that means you've got 100%, which is good. And naturally, for that drug to be working, you need up close to that 100%. But let's say you get 80%. Well, that's good, right? Actually, that means that you're leaving 20% of the parasites that's going through that animal have some resistance. What we found out over the last few years with another project looking at parasites, we're seeing some parasites, pretty heavy loads in places that traditionally we haven't thought about. So I do think that we have parasites that are either adapting more to, in other words, the Ostertagia or the brown stomach worm is actually a cold season parasite, but probably causes more damage to the livestock industry. That and the other worm is Hemonchus. We're going to talk about those two worms. Those are the principal ones that are really wreaking havoc.
American Cattle News.